KJAN Sports. Time for Jacob Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Iowa State's lack of depth showed late as the Cyclones ran out of gas in a 76-58 loss at 7th-ranked Texas Tech in men's college hoops last night. Cam Lard scored 22 points on 10 of 11 shooting, but it wasn't enough as the Cyclones fell to 3-8 in the Big 12 Conference.
You just got to continue to find ways to sustain consistent effort for 40 minutes, especially on the road, because there's no margin for error, especially against a team like this, to where you saw... And I'm glad our guys saw it, about just how hard you have to compete on the defensive end of the floor. I'm glad our guys saw that, because that's how we need to envision playing.
Iowa State coach Steve Prohm there. He said he was pleased with the effort.
You know, we were great in transition. We got early offense. We got the ball inside to Cameron. We scored. But sometimes we get so sped up late in the game to where it's not a quick shot you want, but it's ball reversal you want, and that's where we got to keep growing. And then again, just too many points in the paint.
Lindell Wigginton added 13 points as the Cyclones dropped to 12-11 overall on the season. Wyatt Lohaus scored a career-best 25 points, and Northern Iowa snapped a three-game skid as they beat Bradley 74-65 last night. Lohaus was 7 of 11 from the field, including 6 three-pointers for the Panthers, who are 12-13 overall. They're 4-9 in Missouri Valley Conference play. Clint Carlson added 12 points and led with 9 rebounds, while Bennett Cook had 11 points and 7 rebounds in that contest for the Panthers. Cameron Krutwig scored 17 points. Clayton Custer added 14, and Loyola of Chicago pulled away from Drake 72-57 last night. The pair combined for 22 points in the second half when the Ramblers, who led 32-28 at the break, made 4 of 9 three-pointers, shot 57% from the field, and had 12 of their 21 assists with just one turnover. That win gave Loyola its second 20-win season in 4 years, but it's the first time the Ramblers hit 20 wins before a conference tournament since 2007. The last year they won 10 league games in the Horizon League. Nick McGlynn and Reed Timmer both had 16 points for the Bulldogs as they fall to 13-13 overall. They're 7-6 in Missouri Valley Conference play. Well, the nation's number one and number three men's basketball teams were beaten at home last night. St. John's has followed Saturday's 81-77 win over previously number four Duke by stunning top-ranked Villanova 79-75 at Philadelphia. The back-to-back upsets follow an 11-game losing streak that left the Red Storm 10-13 overall and 0-11 in the Big East. Shamori Pond scored 26 points in leading St. John's to its first victory over a number one team since current head coach Chris Mullen helped them beat Georgetown in January of 1985. Justin Simon finished with 16 points and Marvin Clark II added 15, while the Red Storm used just 6 players to send the Wildcats to their second loss of the season. Third-ranked Purdue saw its 19-game winning streak come to an end as Kata Bates Diop scored 18 points, including the decisive putback with 2.8 seconds left to give number 14 Ohio State a 64-63 upset of the Boilermakers at West Lafayette. Purdue led 58-51 with 5:29 to go, but Ohio State closed the game on a 13-5 run. Also around the area last night, around the country, the number two team came close to losing as well, as Devin Hall scored 17 points and Virginia rallied from a 32-22 halftime deficit to beat Florida State 59-55. Also in the top 25, Auburn was the third top 10 team to lose as Dwayne Wilson made one of two free throws with 4 seconds left to lift Texas A&M to an 81-80 upset of the eighth-ranked Tigers. Also last night, it was UNLV 86-78 win over number 23 Nevada, and also on 25th-ranked Miami, a winner over Wake Forest 87-81. Also in college hoops, Marcus Foster scored 29 points, including a step-back three-pointer that swished through with the winning points as Creighton battled past DePaul 76-75 last night. Creighton currently in third place in the Big East Conference. Iowa football coach Kirk Ferentz put the finishing touches on a recruiting class of 22 players with 3 new signees on Wednesday. That includes the first year with an early signing date, and Ferentz felt it benefited the Hawkeyes.
It's, I think, a positive thing. You know, we took on the challenges of a new approach to recruiting with the early signing. It was a little bit different, but the staff did a great job there and really turned it into a positive thing. So, again, just really pleased with the way this class came together.
Iowa has enjoyed great success with walk-ons over the years, and the Hawkeyes are bringing in 18 walk-ons in the hopes of adding depth.
Yeah, we got caught short this year with some linemen. You know, we had an unprecedented number of injuries, especially up front. So that made it a little bit tougher for us during the season. They had guys doing some unselfish things, some defensive linemen jumping in on the scout team offensive line. So, you know, just something we thought about on twofold, just to better enable us to practice better. But anytime you bring good guys like that in, you have a chance to maybe have a real good story, and that's kind of the history of our program.
Ferentz doesn't find recruiting as distasteful as many coaches do, but he says it has changed since he first entered the coaching ranks in the 1980s.
The biggest thing is just never it stops now. You know, there used to be some periods of, you know, rest or, you know, like a truce or whatever, but now it just never stops. It just it's ongoing. So, you know, if you can't deal with that, then you probably got an issue there.
Iowa State coach Matt Campbell wrapped up a recruiting class of 21 players by landing quarterback Brock Purdy out of Gilbert, Arizona. The Arizona Player of the Year chose the Cyclones over the likes of Texas A&M and Alabama.
I think the biggest thing I really appreciate about this process of recruiting is really what our staff has done. You know, our full-time staff has worked really, really hard again. I think they've done a great job in putting together what I would see as a class that fits the culture of Iowa State football.
Campbell says the class is a good fit for his program.
We got our kind of guys again in this class. You know, you're talking about of the 21 guys that are coming in, you know, 12 of them played in state championship games. You know, seven of those guys won state championships. They know how to win. They expect to win. There's a culture of winning in their history. You know, those guys have been team captains. Those guys know what it takes to be successful academically. Those guys have done a great job.
Also in college football news, Clemson's one-time starting running back C.J. Fuller is leaving the Tigers. Clemson coach Dabo Swinney says Fuller would graduate this spring and then find a new school to finish his football career. Fuller, a redshirt junior, opened the year as the starter at tailback but was passed on the depth chart by freshman Travis Etienne and junior Tavian Feaster. Fuller, a 5'10", 205-pound runner, finished the year with 217 yards and three touchdowns. Indianapolis Colts general manager Chris Ballard has a message for New England. The rivalry is back on. Ballard spoke to reporters for nearly a half an hour Wednesday as he tried to explain why Josh McDaniels backed out of the deal to become the Colts' new coach. The questions came about 24 hours after team officials announced the hiring on its Twitter account and roughly 16 hours after McDaniels called to say that he'd changed his mind. Ballard says the Colts have a list of additional coaching candidates, including some they couldn't interview because their teams were in the playoffs. Ballard also said he doesn't believe Andrew Luck will need additional surgery, though he hasn't started throwing yet. Philadelphia is gearing up for its first ever Super Bowl parade. Universities, school, and city offices will be closed and mass transit shifted to serve the needs of parade-going Eagles fans. Museums, city courts, and even the Philadelphia Zoo will be closed today as the city focuses on the celebrations. Visitors, however, will still be able to visit Independence Hall and the Liberty Bell today. In baseball news, the New York Mets have finalized their two-year, $17 million contract with third baseman Todd Frazier after he passed his physical. Frazier struck out 125 times while hitting .213 and 474 at-bats last season for the Yankees and White Sox, but he also hit 27 home runs and drove in 76 runs. He turns 32 next week. The Mets also went to salary arbitration with often injured pitcher Zach Wheeler, who's seeking a raise from $800,000 to $1.9 million. The Mets countered with a $1.5 million offer to Wheeler. Former Dallas Cowboys quarterback Tony Romo is making his PGA Tour debut, playing next month in the Dominican Republic. The lead NFL analyst for CBS Sports has received a sponsor exemption to play in the inaugural championship at a club in Dominican on March 22nd through the 25th. That tournament is held the same week as the Dell Technologies match play and will not feature any of the top 64 players in the world. Romo has tried to qualify for the U.S. Open three times. He advanced to the final stage of qualifying in 2010, but had to withdraw. And athletic officials with Southwestern Community College in Creston have announced that the Spartans will not compete in the 2018 spring softball season. A release from the school stated the numbers have declined due to a variety of reasons, and school officials decided the best option was to cancel their spring season. The team does plan to resume play in the next academic year, and they'll continue to recruit for that scenario. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.